This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country to great radio stations, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs in the U.S. and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can go over to Facebook, to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and click on the like button for liking the page, first of all. And then after you do that, jump into the chat room and get involved in a conversation that we've got going with a whole bunch of people. And without fail, here is Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Now, before we get started, Kyle, Eric from Seminole's in the chat room, and he's selling some MCU2P gas masks for consumption. that definitely will keep you from getting coughed on, sneezed on, and yelled at.
Right. And it will help with social distancing.
And you'll look like somebody from Mars when you put it on.
That's right.
Way to go, Eric. That's a good one. All right. Now, oh, boy. Now, let's talk about the Supreme Court. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I think the Democrats have something on John Roberts. I just don't know what the something is, because he did it to us again with his DACA ruling. He did it to us again, just like he did with Obamacare. I mean, what the hell's going on here, Kyle?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question. I don't think conservatives have been this up in arms against Chief Justice Roberts since that Obamacare ruling back in the day. But this is quite interesting. You know, the president, Captain, has always wanted Congress to codify DACA, and I think it's a great time to remind everybody that the Democrats did not want to do anything about DACA because
right. They
thought it was more of a campaign issue for the midterms.
Right.
They're hoping that this all sort of blows back on Trump, like he's trying to stop the DACA thing. Well, but, you know, President Obama put it in place, and when really, it's my opinion, that it's really in the purview of
Trump. And he did it in the dark of night with an executive order, which was actually called an executive action, which could not be rescinded because it was not an executive order you could rescind.
Right, exactly. So it's a big headlines for today. Hopefully Congress will step up at some point, because the president, I think, would have signed whatever Congress came up with.
Okay, I'm going to address a question just came out of the chat book from our friend Richard and Marine in Oregon. He says, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. When are we going to get America back? Very simple, Richard. when we vote in November and take it back. That is our option. That is our number one way to do it. We have to remember in November, we have to rally our troops. We must show up at the polls. We must vote, and we need to take our country back. And I would go so far as to vote any incumbent Democrat out that's currently holding office. I don't care who they are.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we've got, what, 138 days or 137 days, basically, but in order to do that. So massive turnout, massive enthusiasm, the stark contrast, the stark choices.
Yeah.
And, you know, Captain, I think people, the American people like a clear choice, and I think they have that in this election.
Yeah, and if you want to see massive enthusiasm, how about Saturday? Oh, and by the way, Kyle, I forgot to tell you, happy Juneteenth.
That's right. This is Juneteenth.
Yep. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Make sure you go around and go, happy Juneteenth. And half the country's going to go, what the hell is that?
Well, right. It's the day, essentially, that is now commemorated the ending of slavery, because
yep.
that is when the news finally reached, I think, slaves in Texas.
Yep.
Abraham Lincoln had done the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yep. So we got that taken care of for the people that are wondering if we didn't say anything. But there you go. And we remember it. But I'm telling you, tomorrow, the president in Tulsa, they've already got thousands of people outside the arena where they're going in Tulsa, ready to go in. They've been camping out for 2 days, 3 days.
Well, that's right. And as you mentioned, that's the enthusiasm factor.
Yep.
I don't think we're going to see this for Joe Biden. Literally,
no.
The old saying, you know, hold your nose and vote for, you know, the candidate. Well, that's exactly this for Democrats and Joe Biden.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the fed up police are rallying behind what's known as the blue flu. You know what that is, right?
That's right. When police officers call in sick.
Yeah. And they're supporting their own officers who, by the way, the two officers in Atlanta yesterday turned themselves in. Both of them are currently sitting in jail. One of them is eligible for bond. The other one is not. And the other lie, this district attorney, I got more to talk about on the other side of the break about this district attorney. This is not a good guy. He is corrupt in Atlanta. He's up on charges in Atlanta. He's being investigated. He had a charity that he was taking money from illegally. Illegally, and they're working on a criminal indictment against him because he was paying himself a salary for money that was supposed to go to battered women for sexual crimes and whatnot, and he was taking a salary and taking trips around the country using that money to pay for his trips. Not kosher.
Shameful, yeah.
Hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. I'm telling you, the DA in Atlanta is dirty. And you people listening to me in Atlanta, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We appreciate that, and we are going to take it away in this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product I have been taking for 4 years, and it works for me. Now, my problem is arthritis because of some fractures that I've had, and of course, after many years, you find out when you get older and you break a bunch of bones that they're going to hurt. I've broken my back twice. I've had an ankle replacement surgery because I almost lost my ankle at the foot, and that's a story for another day. Everybody knows about that and how that happened, but if you've got back pain, neck pain, arthritis, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, how about just general muscle aches and pain from just your general everyday activities? Maybe you're an active person. And I got something that'll help you. It's all natural. It's called Relief Factor. And all you got to do is go to the website that was given to me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And on that website, there's a little 2.5-minute tutorial from the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, that tells you all about what's in it, how it works, and what it'll do for you. Now, they've got the 3-week quick start there. It's $19.95 for 3 weeks supply. Take it the way it tells you to take it. And if it doesn't work for you, you're out $20. But in tens of thousands of cases, it's worked. And people just stay on it, and away they go, and they have a normal life, and they can live like they want to again without having to live in pain. And after all, pain is part of the problem that people have. And a lot of people are awake right now listening to me because of the pain they're in. So ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, and hopefully you will get out of pain, too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to go back to this district attorney in Atlanta, because this guy is dirty, and I'm going to prove it right now, because you have the information about the money he got, the funds he got, that was supposed to go for a victim aid program. And what did he do with the money, Kyle?
Well, he received two checks, we understand, from the city of Atlanta in 2015 and 2016 for $125,000 for his, supposedly for his nonprofit. But they're investigating this now to find out that if he took that money and supplemented his own salary with it rather than it going to the nonprofit.
But he did more than that. He used it to take trips.
Right.
He used it to pay for elaborate gatherings and whatnot. That money had nothing to do with the charity, had everything to do with promoting himself, because he was running for re-election.
He's running for re-election, and he's actually going to be in a runoff election because the his opponent got 42% of the vote. And he got 35%, and that triggered the runoff, and that's going to happen on August 11th.
And to the people of Atlanta, you need to vote that bum out. He's taken from you, he's misrepresented you, and he certainly lied about telling about the police officer that was going to testify against his partner. That was all debunked by the attorney and the police officer on television, live and in living color yesterday. It was never true. And he did not allow the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to finish the investigation they were doing on the whole case.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I did hear when he said that there was essentially this was a police officer turning state's evidence, basically.
Not true.
And it's not true. And the officer's lawyer said, no, the officer is a defendant in this and is a witness, but is not essentially turning state's evidence. So, you know, there's a lot of grandstanding that goes on with this. And you know, it's interesting, Captain.
But he's playing politics with somebody's life.
Right, exactly. Because typically, district attorneys, they don't want to go over a lot of the facts, of the case, as it were. They want to have the investigation play out, and they don't try to sort of taint the perception of the charges, because they have a job to do, and then there's a process that plays out.
Yeah, that's all true. So there you go. And a Fox News poll that's out there shows that the ex-Vice President Joe Biden is widening his lead over President Trump in the White House race. But is he really? There's something there that you have to look at that tells you that there's something really screwy with the numbers, and it's called the president's approval rating, amongst other things. Because I've got the poll here that shows his approval rating, his daily job approval rating, 43%. It stayed between 43, 44, 45 for the last 2.5, 3 months. It's not moved, okay?
Right.
And it's also got in here the fact that the people believe that the president's been doing a good job with the economy, a good job with the security of the country. There's a question here, the popularity of the Black Lives Matter movement has climbed dramatically. The most people reject the push by the political left to defund the police departments by a wide margin, 72% to 27%. That's a huge margin of disparity there. And the other thing is that, let's see here, most voters have a high regard for police and think they're likely to be around for a long time to come. That, again, is 63% to 31%.
Well, right.
So that's double.
And the enthusiasm factor for Biden is not high.
There isn't one.
Yeah, but the enthusiasm factor for President Trump is incredibly high.
And you know what else is in that poll?
What's that?
55% of the people polled believe that Joe Biden is suffering from dementia.
See, that's right, yeah, and that is very, very important. And again, there's clear choices to be made in this election, and President Trump is, assuming they're going to have three debates, they're asking for a fourth, but the Biden camp will not commit to that. I'd be surprised if they get one debate out of Joe Biden. honestly, I just, there's something going on with him that that is very, very strange. But be that as it may, the president's going to be able to back him into a corner and say,
well,
are you for all these crazy things that people are talking about? Defund the police?
Well, here's what we heard today. Senator Amy Klobuchar came out and said that she is not going to leave her name in for consideration for a vice presidential candidate because she believes that Joe Biden should pick a woman of color.
Well, that's her.
And guess who stepped up? And guess who stepped up and said, here I am. I'm here. I'm ready. I'd be honored to be a VP, Senator Kamala Harris.
Well, yeah, she wants it. There's no doubt. She wants to be president. She's one of those candidates.
Well, she's one of your girls out there in California. She actually, hold it, she's Willie Brown's girl.
Well, but she is very ambitious. There's no doubt about it. And voters do respond to ambition.
Can I say something that's really rather vulgar, but I'm going to say it anyway?
Sure.
She slept her way to the top.
Well, that's
she did. I'm not telling anything anybody doesn't know. She did. She was burnt. She was what's his face? Willie Brown's mistress. And he was married.
And he was married at the time. That's right. But Kamala Harris, I think that where she wants to be president or at this point vice president, but she has, I think, a connection problem, a likability problem that is not lost, I think, on the voters. So I think that's her biggest thing that she'd have to overcome beside policies and these kinds of things. But Klobuchar stepping aside, that's her choice to do. I don't know, you know, where she's coming from on that per se, but if she doesn't have the fire in the belly, then maybe she shouldn't be put on the ticket. That's, you know, what I have to say about that.
Yeah. Now, we found out again yesterday, verification came that nursing homes represented more than 1 in 4 of the COVID-19 deaths. That's 25% of the deaths came from nursing homes around the country.
Yeah, and who are sending people back to nursing homes with COVID-19?
That would be Andrew Cuomo.
And how? I mean,
and de Blasio.
And de Blasio. But again, see, it's these kinds of things when you look back, and even at the time, Captain, folks like you and me were saying, this is madness.
I've got a joke coming from the chat room. Are you ready?
Yep.
I would think Joe Biden would pick a Native American like Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
Pocahontas ain't going to get it.
Well, I've got more Indian, I think, than she does.
No, I do. I am a blood brother of the Onondaga Indian. They cut my palm and all that stuff, put the hands together and all that, went through the whole ceremony. I am a blood brother of the Onondaga Indian Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, but let's just say he did go with Elizabeth Warren. That would also be, I think, a total, well, in a Trumpian term, a total disaster, because obviously she has these bizarre policy ideas and so forth. And again, they're just handing the election back to Donald Trump. I mean, it's like they're not even trying to speak to the to the American voter who's really more in the center of things.
All righty, and we gotta take a break here. We'll come right back. And good morning to Maria in Germany, our favorite listener over there in Germany. Major Max on the hook there too tonight. But hello to Maria in Germany, and thank you very much for putting up the Stoopy dog again. And she's laughing. Steve in Thailand's having a ball, too. All right, we're coming right back, folks, with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. Capitol Hill is reacting to the Supreme Court ruling on DACA. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, handing a major victory to about 650,000 illegal immigrants who all entered the country illegally as a child more than a decade ago. As far as the president's next steps, Republican Senator from Oklahoma James Lankford tells Fox News,
"Well, the president, I would assume, is going to come out and say, okay, we're going to go back and reevaluate this. Clearly, no president is supposed to be, until today, bound by the actions of a previous president. No president can make legislation that can't be undone. But now the court has said any president can only undo the actions of a previous president if the court agrees to that. And that's absurd, again, on its face. That violates all separation of powers."
Loses 40, but NASDAQ and S&P gain. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you're welcome, Mike Gallagher, for giving you all that show prep for your show in the morning, because I happen to know his producer, Lance, starts listening in here in hour number four to hear what we're talking about. So there you go, Lance, the secret's out. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, you can go over to the website, geico.com, and type in your zip code, and they will give you a cost comparison for whatever it is you're driving, whether it's a car or a truck or a motorcycle or an RV or whatever the deal might be. And by the way, they can also give you insurance for your homeowners and your renter's insurance too. Now, don't forget, you can see an agent if you want to meet with an agent. They'll set that up for you. Otherwise, you can do it all online at Geico.com. So check them out on Geico.com and see if they can save you money like they have me for the past 14 years. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we were talking about this district attorney in Atlanta and the fact that he is under investigation for not just that, but also for another series of things that have gone on there. But this guy, and again, you got to wonder, you really got to wonder, how these people get elected and stay in there. I mean, he's been there for like seven terms, I was told.
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine on that. I think that what we're really seeing, Captain, what we're uncovering, is that in these different cities, whether it's a district attorney like this, or whether it's the mayor of a big blue city or a governor of a big blue state, what we see happening in Washington with the kooky mayor and the kooky governor, this is uncovering this big truth that these are all happening in big Democrat controlled things, and it hasn't gotten better for the last 50 years. This is big time, and they've got to be quaking in their boots. Otherwise, I don't think they'd be coming as hard as they would be at Trump and conservatives and just the idea of talking about ideas.
Well, we talked yesterday, and I'm going to talk briefly about it right now, about the Michigan governor, Whitmer, and I think Ron Edwards calls her Witchmer. But anyway, because of the phrase witch. But anyway, she extended Michigan's state of emergency amidst a non-coronavirus situation because their cases are going down, their deaths are going down, and way down, not just down, but way down. And she turned around and extended the state of emergency.
Well, I
what the hell?
Well, you know, it's kind of like here in California, Governor Newsom. In fact, hold on, let me. Can you understand me now? If I put my mask on, I mean, it just.
Wait a minute.
Wear a mask.
What you're saying, Carl? I got my mask on. I can't hear you, Carl.
That's right.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I just think it's like they're trying to get back in the game or something. It's like, okay, the riots are over and that's all dying down, but we got to get back to business here of trying to come up with these, you know, gubernatorial special orders or something.
Well, they just did it in my backyard. The mayor of St. Petersburg just made it mandatory for all people that have a business to be wearing a mask inside the businesses. He tried to get it to where they had to wear it anywhere they were outside. The mayor of Tampa, to one-up him, turned around and did an executive order and said, everyone has to wear a mask everywhere they go in the city of Tampa. And I'm telling you, they're trying to get the counties to go along with them. That's what they want. And so far, it ain't happening. And I don't think it's gonna, because Pinellas is a rural county, and so is in Hillsborough. And those people who live out there in farm country, where they raise the strawberries and whatnot, the last thing they want to be doing in the middle of a strawberry patch is wearing a mask.
Well, right. And again, it just emphasizes the politics that are at the heart of this. You know, COVID-19 is a real thing. It's an actual virus and this kind of thing. That's all real. But the way that the government in many cases has responded to this, and especially governors like Newsom and Whitmer, it's like it's become this thing that where they can just issue orders.
Now, Facebook has removed the Trump campaign ad about far left groups because they say it shows a hate group's symbol in the ad.
Really? Okay, I hadn't heard that. That's pretty.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah. And I'm telling you, these people are barking up the wrong tree. They're going to get themselves regulated. Maybe that's what they need to be. And by the way, I just joined another group called Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. I'm over there at The Captain's America. If you want to get over there and follow me, I'm putting some of my podcasts up there and whatnot, because that is the non-politically corrupt group that has been started to counter all the things that Facebook is doing to people.
Very interesting. Yeah, I have heard about that. So that is.
Well, come on over and be a friend.
I will, absolutely. Yeah, but, you know.
I picked up 61 people in an hour last night.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
very
so cool. There you go. But anyway, when it comes to Facebook, Facebook and Twitter, I think they've totally defeated the purpose of what they were started for right now, because they've become very political.
Yes, yeah, and political in a particular sense. Yeah, not just sort of a laissez-faire, let's have some ideas and people can sort of mix it up. That's not how it is.
Right. Now, let's see here. I have a short clip. It's 37 seconds long. This is John Bolton, and this was the chief of staff for John Bolton, and this is what he had to say about Bolton in his book. Wait till you hear this.
Quote. Absolutely untrue. Never happened. I was there. I have no recollection of that ever happening. I don't believe it's true. I don't believe it ever happened.
Okay, so now you fully recollect that you were there.
No, I was at the meeting. Would I recollect of something as crazy as that? Of course I would recollect it. I was at the meeting. I told you
that story at the beginning that you were at the meeting. So now that I know you're at the meeting, you, in essence, dispute Mr. Bolton's account of what took place, right?
I told, yes, that's correct. I don't want you to create the impression that I'm being deceptive. I said what meeting I was at, and this never happened in it, for sure.
Okay.
Completely crazy.
There are situations in that book that absolutely aren't true. And with that, I'm going to go to the phone line. Dan the Man, our professor emeritus. We got about 90 seconds, so what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what, I would have said this, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, but I think it's time for Facebook, because the way they do things, the way they poll, the way they choose between liberal, conservative, whatever. Antiva can have a Facebook page, but the President of the United States can't. Tells you everything there. It's time to treat that like a utility.
I agree.
You turn it over to the states, you know, red states are going to be a little freer about it. If Antiva can have one, then Trump can have one. That's where you have to do it. I think Zuckerberg is so far off the reservation right now, he doesn't know what reality is. He's made his billions, but I think that's what we have to do. And there's a few others that we would have to do that too with as well, whether it's Instagram or whatever. But Facebook, it is now a utility. You treat it like you would a cable company. You treat it like you would electrical or water or whatever. But this stuff here, apparently Congress is incapable. There's very few senators or congressmen that really know anything about computers. I think we only got 2 IT people been elected to Congress ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's time we put it in its place, treat it like a utility. And I'm not one for a lot of regulation, but this is getting too far. This is influencing elections and perceptions in a way it shouldn't.
Sure.
And I'll even go a step further. I think Facebook should shut down 60 days before the election, period.
Well, they'll take money from anybody and stick it up there and run their ads, but they won't take the president's.
Well, there's a couple of other Republicans, too. I mean, Ted Cruz had a problem with it. Rubio had a problem with it. It seems like it's to the right. They don't want they don't want anything to do with it. So let's make it fair. No Facebook 60 days before the first Tuesday, the first Monday in November.
Well, there is an alternative. There is an alternative, and I found it through my friend Donna Fiducia. It's called Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.
But well, you know what? Yeah, the Facebook is still what they're talking about, influencing elections. You know, the Russians used Facebook. The Chinese are using it. So let's make it fair. 60 days before, you can go back and get Facebook running up again the day after the election. But until that day, from, let's say, Labor Day until Election Day, no Facebook of any kind, period.
All right, I got to let you go. We're going to go to break, but some great comments, my friend.
Okay, and I will talk to you next week.
All right, that's Dan the Man. And Kyle, once again, Dan the Man, our professor emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana, he brings up some very good points.
Well, right. You know, of course, what's happened is that, you know, Facebook has become very influential. There's no doubt about it. But when people talk to one another out in the big world, they're not censored. But yet when they go onto the social media platform, they are. And we even regulate the airwaves as well. But yet we find something very different on Facebook.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for everybody across the country. And then we're going to have a little bit more discussion about what's going on, because the president is talking about cutting ties with China and starting over again. And we'll see what happens there, because a lot of things are not working out the way that they should be. People see us as being weak right now with all the arguing going on in the United States, but it ain't true. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, now it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. And remember, Pilots and Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and you want some of that hot, delicious coffee, and they're going to give you a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. Alright, here we go.
Yeah.
that's a little Rare Earth. Get ready. And I'll tell you what, that song there is 50 years old. But you can still go out there and have a great time dancing to it and partying around. All righty, let me bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. Were you thumping on the table?
I sure was. Yeah, I love that song.
He starts with the drums there, and it's like, yeah, let's go. All righty, well, let's talk about what's going on here, because we have got strong to severe storms expected to bring large hail and damaging winds across the southern high plains today. There is a marginal risk for flash flooding over portions of the central Appalachian, mid-Atlantic, and central U.S. Record high temperatures are also possible for the next couple of days in New England, and that's not nice when it gets really warm up there in New England. People really get upset. Now, the weather out west isn't all that bad. I don't see much of anything in California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Oregon, Idaho, or Washington State to talk about. Do you?
Well, no, because with the severe heat warnings and so forth that we had in central and northern California and in the southwest, this is the first day in a long while, Captain, we haven't seen them showing up. So that's a good thing, although northern California may still have some pretty high heat, 95 or 100 degrees, but mild in southern California. And really one of the biggest things that's going on is that brush fire started up, I believe, in New Mexico.
Well, there's a lot of heavy smoke and a lot of poor air conditions across the western half of New Mexico, especially across I-40 towards Albuquerque, and then down south all the way to the Mexican border. So that definitely is a problem. Now, I am seeing in Colorado, in the southwestern corner of Colorado, I'm seeing a fire threat advisory. I'm also seeing off to the east of I-25 in southeastern Colorado, some rain, some flash flood watches, some possible thunderstorm advisories in there. I'm also seeing it in the panhandle of Oklahoma and down south of Amarillo, down around Plainview, Texas. And I'm also seeing it in Kansas, over in the central section of Kansas, and I'm also seeing it in the southeastern section, along with flood warnings right now for rain that's come through in the southeastern section of Nebraska. In addition, moving up into South Dakota, you've got some areas of rain up in there and some flood watches up in there. So apparently, the storms have been doing what they've been doing, and the rain and the rivers are up.
Yes, exactly right. And also down in Louisiana, down near New Orleans, or Baton Rouge, I should say, we do have some flood warnings in that general area, too.
Now, moving over to Arkansas, central part of Arkansas, Pine Bluffs, you folks there listening to us tonight have got some fog in your area. And Chicago, again, we've got more fog there. I mean, it's been consistent, at least, and across I-90-94 over into the western part of Michigan, right through the northern part of Indiana, and then down around Lafayette, south of Indianapolis, you've got some fog in that area. Also over in Detroit, I see some fog again in that same area. I also see fog and some rain advisories down in Louisiana, north of New Orleans, up along, that would be I-8 that's up there, up along I-12 is up there going across. So that's where we got things going on now. Got a little bit of rain advisory over in North Carolina, the north part of North Carolina going up I-95, almost into the Virginia area. And then there might be a little bit of fog, it looks like, tonight up along the Jersey coast up towards New York City. But that's about it, Kyle.
Yeah, that is. That is just about it. And I'm just glad that we're seeing some of that heat disappear from California. That's good.
Yes, coming to Florida. We've had 90-degree temperatures every day for, I don't know for how long, but for a while. But, you know, it is what it is, and you have air conditioning, or, you know, you really have problems, but we survive in our air conditioning here just like they do in the desert. Now, I'm going to go back to what we were talking about. I want to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court before we have to bow out here. And also I want to remind everybody that the Truckers Highway and Bible Report was brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there on the Third Watch. Tell them you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and you will get a free cup of coffee, a free large cup of coffee right there. Nelson does it all the time when he comes down from Valdosta, and a lot of our friends do that. And I ran into somebody else again that said they were up in another state, and they pulled in there, and the radio show was actually on in the truck stop, and they said, "Hey, I've been listening to that on the way in. Can I get a cup of coffee? Do you do that?" "Yep, we do." And they got it, and away they went. So there you go. But I want to talk about Senator Tom Cotton. He has come out and blasted the Chief Justice, John Roberts, and said it's time for him to resign because he's bringing politics to both the bench as well as the country in general. After his recent rulings, that he's not doing what he should be doing. He's not a legislator. It's not his job to define the law. It's his job to interpret the law and make a decision.
Yeah, this is really, you know, big time stuff. There's just no doubt about it. You know, because at the heart of that complaint is the idea that the politics are coming to the bench now. That's what's driving this.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and 60 seconds with Todd. What's on your mind?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Again, let me say this, and I take on all comers. From the bum to the billionaire. Been on here 3.5 years. If you think you know more about politics than me, step to it. Okay? Step to it. Okay? The bottom line is this. If you're in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're on my side. If you're not, then you're on the enemy's side. It's that simple. Okay? That's what's at stake here. Okay? You these governors looking good. They want to make you mail in your ballot. No, DeSantis, we're going to the polls like the American citizens on November 3rd, and we're casting our vote. If you want to mail in our ballot, we will, but we're going to the polls here so the Democrats can't steal this election. Trump, if you're not going to pay the Salem Radio Network or 970 to carry your Trump rallies, you're stupid, okay? You're stupid. Your Trump rallies are more exciting than Elvis and Sinatra combined, and buy the airtime, buy the commercials, and make sure that everybody in America can hear your Trump rally. Freedom Caucus, get to work. I want the 435 members that you want in the House so we can put our statues back and take down Woodrow Wilson and all the and FDR and all the left-wing hacks who ruined our country. Let's get to work. Let's go. God bless America.
All right. I think Todd had his cup of coffee in the first hour.
It was a large cup.
Yeah, it was very good, and we appreciate him, and he's very passionate about what he does, and Steve is chiming in right now, so we'll get a comment here when we come back. But Todd did it again, and he's passionate, and you got to like that about the guy. All righty, I'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch as we come back, hour number two, with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Moa on the Red Didio.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.